Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Ole Miss Spirits Billy and Body welcomes you to the flagship, an Ole Miss recruiting podcast powered by Status Jet.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the flagship, an Ole Miss Spirit recruiting podcast affiliate of On3. I'm Billy Onbody. We've got a breaking edition for you guys as the Rebels have landed another transfer addition, and this is a big one at the wide receiver position. We'll get into that in just a minute, but I do have to remind you guys that we are presented by our friends at Status Jet. Get to Jacksonville in style with Status Jet. Mention Ole Miss Spirit and myself and the whole crew, and they can hook you up with a discount on a private trip to and from Jacksonville, from wherever you are, whether you're traveling from Oxford or around the country to see Ole Miss play Duke. This is the way to travel. You could go in and out the day of if you wanted. You can make it an incredible weekend with golf and things like that. Status Jet can organize all those things for you. And that's the great thing about them. They really cater to every single need you could possibly want. And that is why we work with them, because they have that attention to detail that you want and expect when you travel this way. So appreciate Status Jet for their support of the Ole Miss Spirit. Big news came down on Tuesday as Ole Miss did land a transfer commitment in Dejon Stribling from Oklahoma State. Big wide receiver said that he is committed to the Rebels. And this is a big pickup for a multitude of reasons, as Ole Miss needs to replace Trey Harris, couple other receivers out there. This is a really impressive land for Lane Kiffin and company, as they were able to fend off Miami, who was expecting him to visit on Wednesday. He kept pushing them back, but instead he goes ahead and commits to the Rebels. And if you track this one, we really first broke the news of this last week that he was coming to visit Oxford, and he loved it, enjoyed his time, loved the plan that they laid out for him. And now they're able to get him on board and build the offense kind of around him. He's a big body guy. That's one thing that talking with sources really stood out to a lot of people. 6'2", 205 or so, played at Oklahoma State, started his career out west at Washington State with Cam Ward, and, you know, really has been this last year one of the better receivers in the country. He had 52 catches this past year, 882 yards and six scores. Pro Football Focus had him at a really solid game grade of 79.5 this season for the Cowboys, but that offense, you know, just wasn't what it normally was this year. Things were really rough in Stillwater, but this was really a guy that they prioritized right away in terms of trying to get him to visit. But the transfer portal with him was pretty quiet. You know, news kind of broke over the last few hours that he had committed, but I mean, behind the scenes, everybody on the Ole Miss Spirit message board was talking about it, how he is expected next. If you were following us late Monday night, as we'll talk about some drama that was unfolding in just a minute, but I put up a piece on there. You can join us for just a dollar for your first week at omspirit.com. He was kind of one of the who's next. And we'll get into what's next for the Rebels in just a minute. But to get Stribling done was a big deal, you know, in a wide receiver market that, in talking with coaches, quite frankly, around the country, that is probably one of the most, I would say, overpriced positions in the transfer portal right now, just because of the, I think, talent that is in there and people are competing for it. But you're also looking at a not necessarily even a premium position, but teams are wide receiver hungry. And you look at Eric Singleton Jr., who's visiting Texas today, the number one rated transfer in the portal right now. And he is you know, from Georgia Tech, transferring away from there. Ole Miss is in the mix there, but it's been reported by On3 that he's going to command over $1 million. And guess what? You know, he might be one of the only ones that's worth it, but there's a slew of transfer wide receivers that are out there. And Ole Miss hosted a bunch of them over the weekend that we covered at Ole Miss Spirit. And so make sure you subscribe today. You know, we were pretty all over that Stribling recruitment overall, I would say. But, you know, with Ole Miss, they still need to address that position. I'm intrigued to see where they go now that they have this big-bodied receiver and Stribling on board. But they've got LSU wide receiver transfer. CJ Daniels is still out there. Eric Singleton is still out there. They have Dane Key that they're trying to really stay in the mix with Georgia, you know, coming on strong there. There's a bunch of guys. And that is the thing with the wide receiver position. When you have one dude that you feel like you can count on, which Ole Miss does in Stribling, you can maybe tweak your approach a little bit now in the portal at that position. And I would say one position that Ole Miss has certainly tweaked its approach with is running back. And we kind of transitioned to that now to go back to Monday night. That really popped off quickly. And former top 100 prospect and Missouri running back transfer, Kiwan Lacy, right in my neck of the woods in Dallas, committed to the Rebels. And this is a guy that had Ole Miss among his finalists as a high school prospect out of Lancaster, Texas. One of the most productive guys, somebody that finished as a top 100 prospect for On3 as a senior, is now headed to Oxford to continue his college career after a true freshman season at Missouri. He's now headed to play for Ole Miss, and he was quickly in the portal and quickly made his decision. And this wasn't one that was necessarily surprising. It just happened really, really quickly for this program that it came together. And that's a good thing. You know, you're in today's day and age, that is kind of the way to go when you're talking about the portal and trying to address it. 5'10 and a half, 195 pounds as a senior, ran a 10.8 on the 100 meter as a junior. And you see some of that breakaway speed. He was really productive. He kind of battled some injuries here and there as a senior. I saw him a couple times. He's that true home run hitter and a reliable pass catcher as well, which I think is a good mix for Ole Miss to have involved in their offense with him. But, you know, as I look at this transfer portal addition, to get this done, now you can kind of feel good about the long-term future at the position. Wish Kai Mills-Knight in that room as well. And not to mention, they're still after some of the top players in the portal with this you know, running back position. And while Kiwan Lacy, you know, got in five games this year, he was able to total 104 yards on 23 rushes, good for 4.5 yards of carry, no touchdowns, but was able to, you know, add a little bit there to Missouri, which, you know, by the way, I mean, for him to not have a red shirt, or for him to have a red shirt, so now he has 4 years to play three, is interesting. I'm going to be intrigued to see how that dynamic works. Obviously, he's coming here to play. But with Kai Mills-Knight, with them targeting, I mean, at least four other running backs that we know of in the transfer portal, that just tells me that Lane Kiffin heard everyone and said, you know what, I am going to take a different approach to this running back position here after last season. And kudos to him for jumping on board and getting Kiwan Lacy to get into the portal and obviously jump on board. Is a big deal. And again, I called around on that one, and that one really moved quickly, very, very quickly. So good news for Ole Miss to get him on board. But they're not done when it comes to the running back position. And a former blue chipper is on Ole Miss's campus today, and that is Justice Haynes, the number one running back in the transfer portal, is visiting the Rebels, and he's from Alabama as a transfer, originally out of Buford High School in Georgia in the class of 2023. And he's been, I would say, a hot commodity now that he is in the portal and looking for his future home. Again, right there on the cusp of being a five-star prospect coming out of high school, the number two running back in the country in that class of 2023. Again, Buford is a talent-rich high school in the state of Georgia. He is at Ole Miss on Tuesday. He heads to South Carolina on Thursday. And then Michigan is after that this weekend. Ohio State is in the mix, according to On3's Pete Nakos. But, I mean, this is one the Rebels are putting the gas pedal down on to get done. 5'11", 210-pound running back. Originally picked Alabama over Ohio State and Georgia as a high school recruit. In two seasons with the Crimson Tide, rushed for 616 yards, 9 touchdowns again, when you have multiple years like he does have left, this is where you can go in and completely revamp your backfield for the foreseeable future. These are not guys that they're projecting up to the next level. These are guys that have proven that they can play. I mean, his career yards per carry, 5.9. He's played in 25 games already over his college career, but only carried it 104 times. You know, Bamble's split carries means the wear and tear is not that bad there on Justice Haynes. So he is in Oxford on a visit, and that is going to be really interesting to see if they can get him done, how that might impact a Mississippi native. Ahmad Hardy, one of the top running backs in the transfer portal, also visited Ole Miss this month, and he was on campus for that visit rather quickly since transferring from ULM. But instead, he's now maybe in one of those situations where might be kind of a logjam at the position. You know, Ole Miss is after some junior college prospects as well. We broke those down on Ole Miss Spirit, kind of the lay of the land of the JUCO range. So check that out. If you're not a member of the site, come join us. It's popping on the message board every single day.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
But Ahmad Hardy is set to visit Kentucky on Thursday, and another school is entering the mix. Missouri, looking to replace Kawan Lacey. He's set to visit there actually today, gets in on Tuesday, and he has 3 years of eligibility remaining. But coming from ULM, where he rushed for over 1,000 yards, he is somebody that is going to have to make the jump up to this next level. It is rather hard at times to consistently get good production out of the transfer portal running backs and positions overall that move up from group of five to SEC. You just don't see many guys make that jump up. There are outliers, don't get me wrong, and there are guys that can make it happen because they're freak shows. But I like the fact that Ole Miss is hedging its bet with guys that have been on an SEC roster, guys that are, you know, among the top prospects, blue chippers coming out of high school. That's what you want to see. And that is a way to hedge your bet and say, we got a guy or guys on our board that are really acclimated already to the SEC and this lifestyle that you've got to live in this league. And so I really like the addition of Kawan Lacey to really solidify that running back room long-term. And you have Logan Diggs coming back as well. But if they can get Justice Haynes and maybe one of the JUCO backs as well, you bring in three in this little portal cycle, plus having Shekhi Mills-Knight, who's a really good back. That is where Lane Kiffin said, I'm not going to hear about this run game anymore. We're going to help out Austin Simmons with a big, strong wide receiver in Deshaun's dribbling. We're going to go out and address the tight end position with Luke Haas. And, oh, yeah, the running back room is going to be just fine. That's what he's making in terms of a statement to the rest of college football when it comes to that room. And, you know, you can't blame him. You toss in Caleb Cunningham being a five-star who's coming into the program, and they're trying to surround Austin Simmons with all sorts of talent around him as he steps into the starting quarterback job, especially now with Walker Howard transferring out of the program. They've addressed the offensive line with Patrick Kutas and P.J. Wilkins. There's still some guys out there on the offensive line that they're kicking the tires on. They're not done there, I would say. And then you've got some guys that have stepped up in the transfer portal from the defensive side that Ben Garrett, Zach Berry broke down on the podcast to start this week. But when you look at what they've been able to do over the last you know, 2 days addressing the skill position talent in Oxford for next year, this is really sitting in a good position. And it is just only building on what is a transfer portal class that now sits number one in the entire country with 8 new transfers coming in. They've had 10 transferring out, but the Rebels sit there with a 4-point lead over Texas Tech, who's the number 2 team, Auburn number 3, Kansas number 4, Houston number 5, Minnesota number 6. The transfer portal is really young this cycle, and I think that's one thing that I will say as you look at the top 10 here, if you're watching on our YouTube channel, is you have a group of players that are trying to find their way when it comes to what's my value, what is the balance between NIL collectives and revenue sharing. And I think that's a lost piece of the discussion when it comes to the transfer portal this cycle, is there are a lot of schools that are backing up the trucks saying the collectives are on the way out. This is our opportunity to strike. And Ole Miss is in a position where they are, you know, being able to go after top end talent because they have a strong collective. We know what Walker Jones and the Grove Collective has brought to the table. And that is where Ole Miss can really strike while the iron's hot and then address things with revenue share as that comes into play and gets finalized. Remember, this is also a year where the SEC is limiting scholarships to 85. The entire situation with college football right now is still very much up in the air. I mean, that's just the reality of rev share. It's not formally signed off on. The framework is not all the way agreed to. And that's where the colleges have to be smart about it. But I love the aggressive nature of Ole Miss. And they've been able to go out and really try to, you know, make a splash, which they have on multiple fronts, positions. And this is just the latest example. So one other player that we'll mention as Ole Miss continues to look for top talent, and one that we feel rather good about joining the secondary, is Charles Brantley. He's out of Michigan State. He's originally from Sarasota, Florida area, Venice High School, a really talented player. And he was on an official visit that kicked off this week. And things are looking like they're in the right position here, you know, for Ole Miss. You know, they brought him in for that visit. He had 9 games this season, 27 tackles, 2 tackles for loss, 3 picks, 7 pass breakups, and a pick 6 for Michigan State, and has multiple years left as well. So they've gone out and addressed it with Jalen Braxton, but with Brantley and just like Braxton, they can play all over. And Ole Miss would like to bring in multiple guys that can play all over and figure it out from there. And you bring in the best talent you can get and let them fight it out for spots. So Charles Brantley is another one to watch. But look, we're going to close this podcast talking about one of the biggest names in the transfer portal. Oh, wait, he actually didn't end up going into the transfer portal. The drama that ensued Saturday or Monday night around former 5-star plus prospect Jalen Mbakwe was just electric. And I know it did not work out for Ole Miss or any other school that was involved in this, but this is what makes college football so wild right now. Jalen Mbakwe, former 5-star plus prospect from Alabama, with the Alabama Crimson Tide, announces Monday night through our On3's Hayes Fawcett that, look, he was going in the portal, and all the buzz started to center around Ole Miss. You know, this is a guy that could play all over the field for the Rebels, would be a dynamic player in the secondary. He played in 11 of 12 Alabama's regular season games, and he's only a true freshman. So he's got his whole career ahead of him, 15 tackles, 1 tackle for loss, 2 pass breakups. He's got a couple punt returns under his belt as well. He is one of the most dynamic athletes that I have seen in the last 5 years across high school recruits. Some of the things he did in 7-on-7, holy cow. Now, the bad news for Ole Miss is he announced on Tuesday that he is sticking with the Crimson Tide. And that is the portal world that we live in. And it's wild to talk about, but everybody heard about Jalen Ogbonge starting to maybe enter the portal. Things had moved in that direction. But Alabama, they fought back, you know, and got to give credit where credit's due. They were able to get him back. And that is a big recruiting win for Kalen DeBoer to get a guy like Jalen Ogbonge to stay, regardless of what you got to do in terms of, okay, you can play offense or you can do this or you could do that. You've got to be able to assemble athletes. And so this is a really big, you know, deal for Alabama, but it also does give you a little bit of hope in terms of Ole Miss. Look, they've had a hot start to the portal. They've been able to go out and address positions. There's no question about that. But what you need from them is to continue to make it happen with highly rated, highly thought of guys like Jalen Ogbonge. And that is what this is a sign to college football, is that Ole Miss continues to not mess around. I mean, that is so true. And I think as you watch the rest of the portal window unfold, remember, a few more days left, or quite a few more days, I guess, another week of guys being able to enter the portal, you need to find any and all edge that you can. And so this was a wild one on Monday night. And as of the time of this recording, Tuesday, he had announced that he is indeed staying with the Crimson Tide. So look, I love the portal. It's an absolute blast to talk about and watch all the rumors unfold behind the scenes. And we'll be continuing to give you guys the latest on the Rebels' efforts to recruit from the transfer portal. So be sure to pick up a subscription to the Ole Miss Spirit, OleMissSpirit.com, affiliate of On3, and we'll get you guys taken care of with all the latest portal news. Myself, Ben Garrett, Zach Berry, Jake Thompson, Chuck Roundsville, we're all there hanging out on the message board. It was popping. I mean, I'm looking, I watch our Google Analytics like a hawk of what's going on, and what a fun time it's been on the board as people have been talking about this nonstop. So be sure to pick up a subscription today, and we will keep you guys in the loop on all things Ole Miss with the transfer portal. So look, this has been an Ole Miss Spirit podcast, the flagship. And I hope you guys enjoyed listening to it. Hit the subscribe button for us on our YouTube channel. This has been a breaking edition. We will catch you guys later on with another edition of the flagship. Hope everyone has a great week, and we'll catch you guys next time.